All right, this time the podium is Aaron Cato at Arkansas. We're talking about sampling and rice for Steambooks.
Thank you for that introduction. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about some research we did over the last two summers where we looked to better understand how sweep link played a role in sampling for the rice stinkbug. So the rice stinkbug, Obelus pugnax, the key pest of heading rice in rice-producing states east of the Rocky Mountains. They feed on a wide variety of grasses, including cultivated crops and also the weeds that are found within those crops. And both the adults and the nymphs feed upon the developing kernel of those grasses. So we recommend 10 sets of 10 sweeps for sampling for this pest, and we recommend that sampling begin when 75% of the heads have emerged from the boot in the field, and then about once a week or twice a week until about 60% hard dough down the panicle. Our thresholds for this pest have been set at 5 stink bugs for 10 sweeps in the first 2 weeks of heading, and this is to prevent against direct yield loss that the stink bug can incur, and then from the end of that second week to 60% hard dough down the panicle, we recommend spraying at about 1 per sweep or 10 on 10 sweeps. And this is to protect against not direct yield loss, but a quality loss or indirect yield loss. So these thresholds are based off of cage trials. And when we do these cage trials, we're usually using a 6-foot by 6-foot cage. That's what we're using now, but there's been a variety of cage sizes, but they're always using an area within the cage itself. So 6-foot by 6-foot would be a 36-square-foot area, and then you're relating that back to a 15-inch sweep net. So, for example, if you think in cotton, we have a drop cloth. You're looking at 2.5 row foot. So when you do a full drop cloth, you're sampling 5 row foot in the field. So when we make our thresholds, we look at cage trials and also spray trials where we're relating directly back to that 5 row foot that someone's looking at when they sample in the field after bloom. So this is a direct area relationship. So looking back at the direct area relationship for rice, what is our recommendation for sampling? Our recommendation is 180-degree sweeps from side to side and about 1 sweep per step, or at least 1 step per sweep. And if you look at any rice-producing state, this is as specific as it gets. We don't ever recommend the other half of the area formula. If you have a 15-inch sweep net, then that's your width that you're crossing through the rice field, but what length actually creates the area that we're sampling in the field. So this is kind of based on where the literature has gone to create this sampling regime. So in 1939, Douglas first recommended sweeping for this pest with a sweep net, and basically because he found it pretty easy to catch them. So when he knew stink bugs were out there, he could catch them pretty easily with the sweep net. In 1969, Bowling wanted to see how efficient the sweep net technique actually was, and what he found was that if you set in one area for a while, it correlated pretty well to what you saw in that area when you were just looking for them to what you caught when you swept it really quickly. But it wasn't until 2008 that someone actually looked to figure out how efficient sweep net sampling was. So Espino et al. Did a power analysis of sweep net sampling in rice, and what he found was that 10 sets of 10 sweeps gets us within about 30% of the average population that's present in that field. But what all of these papers lacked was a better understanding of what area they're actually sampling. So nobody actually said what link they actually sampled when they looked at this sampling regime. And at the same time, there's been a multitude of threshold studies, and all of them, except for just a few, have used cage studies within direct area relationship as I described before. So what were they relating that relationship to? We know that they had an exact square footage in their cages that they reported, but what they didn't always report is what length were they sweeping. And it's likely that they're basing it on what they would sweep when they're in the field. But what we've found is that at scout schools and field days, people sweep a lot differently than we do. So we see a large amount of variation in the actual length that people are sweeping, including consultants, other extension personnel, and even producers. They're sweeping in a very wide range of sweep lengths. So knowing that our recommendations are very vague about what length you should be sweeping, and also that a large amount of variation exists, our question is how much is this variation of sweep length accounting for the number of stink bugs that are being caught? So in 2016, our first objective was to find out what percent of variation could sweep length explain in the number of stink bugs that were captured. And then in 2017, we wanted to go a step further. We wanted to control sweep length and see if we could find strong statistical differences that were clear in the amount of stink bugs that were caught by those different lengths. So in 2016, we took people out to the field, recorded their sweep lengths. We took one recording from the center of mass to their left and one from center of mass to the right. We added that together from on two sets of five sweeps to create one sweep length and a total stink bug from that 10 sweeps to be their stink bug catch. We did at least 3 to 4 replications per field, and with each replication, we did at least 3 sweepers. And these sweepers were research personnel in our own lab. We looked at other extension agents. We also looked at different producers and consultants. We looked at multiple consultants, and we were measuring what they did. We didn't try to coach them up from the start. We just wanted to know what they sweat. We used a regression analysis to analyze this data, and then we used our statistical software. And we had to log transform the number of stink bugs that were caught, our response variable, because the data was non-normal. So what we found was an exponential relationship between the sweep length and the number of stink bugs caught. So what this figure is showing is our sweep length on our x-axis being the only predictor shown with the points, and the log number of stink bugs caught on the y-axis. And what you can see is that the points seem to have a linear correlation. And in fact, we did find a significant linear correlation between the sweep length and the log number of stink bugs that were caught. And it was able to explain about 36% of the variation found within the number of stink bugs caught. But the predicted regression line there is actually from a model with a few more variables in it. We actually had two interactions. So the sweep length, depending on the canopy height and also depending on the height of the sweeper itself. When you put these two physical factors in, what we found was it was able to explain over 50% of the variation found within the number of stink bugs caught. So looking back at our objective for 2016, our first objective, we wanted to know what percent of variation could sweep length account for. And what we found was over 50% if you accounted for the height of the sweeper that was making the sweep and also the height of the canopy they were sweeping in. So this tells us that it's pretty vital that we understand sweep length. So we wanted to go a step further, as I described before, and look at controlling these sweep lengths, which was our second objective. So we used 3 sweep lengths. We used 3 foot, 6 foot, and 180 degrees. 3 foot being a smaller sweep that we observed a lot, 6 being a little bit larger, kind of similar to what we were actually sweeping, and then 180, which is the extreme of our recommendation. So we're telling people 180-degree sweep. That may be from directly from right to left, but it's a little bit harder to quantify the actual length within that. We did these samples across 2 cultivars, both a hybrid and a conventional, and also 2 sets of growth stages. So from when the heads actually emerge to about the milk stage and then the dough stages, because just within these different growth stages, it's a little bit harder to sweep the later growth stages just because the grain fill has already happened and it's a little bit heavier to sweep through. So we used a randomized complete block design with 922 observations, with each observation being a 10 sweep sample, so what we're recommending for our producers. We had 3 random variables, field block, which was the pass going down the field, and also the sweeper. We only used 2 sweepers for this study, me and Nick Bateman, because we didn't want to use too many because it would be hard to control sweep length while also using a lot of people trying to use that same sweep length. But we did want to account for some of the variation found within the technique differences between individuals. Our fixed variables were sweep length, cultivar, and growth stage, and then our response variable was the number of stink bugs caught on a 10 sweep sample. We used analysis of variance with ProcGlimix and SAS version 9.4, and what we really wanted to find out were the differences of sweep length and whether or not there was any interaction between sweep length, cultivar, and growth stage. So this first figure is just showing the number of stink bugs caught at our sweep length treatments. So on the x-axis, we have our 3 foot, 6 foot, and 180 degrees, and on our y-axis, we have the average number of stink bugs caught at that treatment. And what we found was that at each sweep length, or at the smallest sweep length, we caught significantly less stink bugs than at each one as they went up. So even if you were just looking at the difference of 3 and 6 foot, significantly more stink bugs were caught at the 6 foot distance than the 3 foot. And if you notice, our early threshold was 5 stink bugs per 10 sweeps. So if 2 people were in the same field, on average, they would get a different treatment decision from that field. The person sweeping 3 foot probably would not spray it, but the person sweeping 6 foot likely would spray that field. We did also see an interaction between sweep length and growth stage, and it's likely not real. What we found was that when there was, we swept fields at the later growth stages, we caught more stink bugs. But you really can't explain this with anything real. So what we think is that there was just more stink bugs in the later fields just because there's a lot of spraying going on early, so it kind of suppressed the populations. So looking back at our objective, we wanted to control sweep length, and then we wanted to see if we could see clear-cut differences. And what we found was a strong, significant distinction between sweep lengths for stink bug catch. As sweep length went up, we did see significantly more stink bugs being caught. What we didn't really see is anything real with growth stage and cultivar. Although there were differences that were visual, we didn't see anything statistically significant. So it's very possible that there are differences that need to be explored further. What we did find out is it's vital for us to be specific about sweep length in our recommendations, because it's obvious to us that treatment decisions could be different for a single field if sweep lengths are differing among people looking in that field. So what we're trying to prevent here is any decisions made for this pest that may be inaccurate, because if someone's sweeping a lot bigger than we are, then they're likely to be spraying a lot more than we think they should, and in essence, putting too much insecticide for a pest they don't need to spray for. So moving forward with this, we want to do a power analysis for each of the sweep lengths we looked at. We want to see if we're in that 10 sets range that has been confirmed by literature before, but that wasn't specific about. And it's all with the goal for us being able to recommend a specific sweep length. And what we've already done is we've moved forward with the 6-foot sweep length, and that's what we're teaching at field days and scout schools. And it's mostly because the 180 is just too hard. If you're trying to sweep that large in a field, you're stumbling the entire time, and it's hard to keep a good pace, which we think is necessary. And 3-foot, we think, is a little too small. So we're just moving forward with 6-foot because we want to make sure that if we're creating a threshold for this pest, we can do it based off something that people are actually going to use in the field so we get the best decisions. With that, I'd like to thank everybody that helped me with this. Most of the biggest helpers are probably Nick Bateman and Tara, which swept about 1,000 sets of 10 sweeps in rice fields, which is a lot of work. And there's more people there than I can actually thank. And also the funding sources, the University of Arkansas and Arkansas Rice Checkoff. And if there's any time, I'd be happy to answer any questions.